Maybe she'd give me a bed or take me to Spain. Mansion at the top of a hill. She'd ash on the carpets and slip me in bed. She'd get me pretty loaded on the jam. And maybe she'd give me a bag. I got a good knee, Sylvia. She had not sleep on a boat and swim in the sea outpost with rain falling fast on the sea while she was swimming when she'd be winking at me telling me all be okay. I'm on the horizon and fading away. And I'd stop the boat and I'd laugh. I gotta get me a Sylvia Plath.
Oh, oh!
And maybe she'd take me to France, or maybe to Spain, and she'd ask me to dance in a mansion on the top of a hill. She'd ash on the carpets and slip me a pill, and she'd get me pretty loaded on gin. Maybe she'd give me a bath. Just fucking try to give me a bath. I'll kick your ass. I gotta get me Sylvia Plath. I gotta get me a Sylvia Plath.
Dave Hamilton, how much pot does it take? Please, just give me a break. What? What is Skinner up there? Who's up there? Oh, look, he's doing the slow fade like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah, you could just make it like Dawkins. Just do it. I don't care. Look at him. He's smiling. You fuck up and you're like, yeah, it's great. I work for Ryan Adams. Everything about him is fucked up. It's so easy. Like the other day, he's like, I don't even have to listen to music anymore. I work for Ryan Adams. It's like the end of music. It's not my fault if they forgot to build a house at the end of the sidewalk, Mr. Man. Yeah, I don't know that song. Yeah, I'm sorry, Freebird. Come on, man, just sit through one more fucking song, then I'll play some other stuff. You might even like it. You might even know what it is. It might be the song you want to hear all night. You don't know. The irony is I don't know either. That is the great fucking thing about having no identifiable hit songs. No, truly, because that's probably, could you imagine if every night that you played, even if you were super good, you had to go, don't forget me when I'm gone. Not that, I love that song, but imagine that, or worse, imagine if you'd written the soundtrack for the movie Mannequin. How's that working out? Not too good. So, in lieu of fucking up to stay out of all that shit, here we go. This is a song I wrote about Huckleberry Finn fucking chicks in the captain's house of the ship that he took down the river.